Welcome to Home Baked Tales. My name is Cressa, and thanks for joining me today for Last Book of My Quartet, Team Journal of Eddie. Watch out for various narrators throughout the story. For the third book, download the title Eddie. Snuggle up for Team Journal of Eddie. Team Journal of Eddie, a story of torn loyalty. Part 1, Journey. Ronaldo, Eddie, and I were taking a walk. The sun was hiding in the clouds, for it was now November, almost winter. What does your family plan on doing for Thanksgiving? Ron asked. Mine is going to cook a very big meal. It will have turkey, cranberry sauce, bread, mashed potatoes, so yeah, it's going to be a blast. I'm sure it is, I said. But my dinner is going to be even bigger. Well, as big. My family is going to play cornhole, drink cider. Mine will be fun, too. Eddie broke in. It's getting chilly, and I need to be home soon anyway. Ron itched his nose. Well, bye, y'all, he said, running off. Ugh, boys. Always busy. I waved at Eddie, who started home in a jog after waving back. I pulled on a sweater, for as Eddie said, it was getting cold. I started to ponder. I thought about if I should ever teach Eddie what I learned in wizarding school, or if I should tell him about it anyway. I mean, I am supposed to keep magic a secret, but he is my friend. Couldn't I tell Eddie? I realized I was nearing my house because I heard Rosie's meow. I ran over to the garage and typed in the password. Rosie went in first and I followed. The moment I was inside, I grabbed a banana muffin I had baked yesterday and took out my diary. I started to write. Dear Diary, today I've been feeling torn between loyalty to my school or loyalty to my friends. Should I teach Eddie about magic or not? Help me. Bye, Journey. I licked up the last crumbs of my muffin and smiled. My birthday was in 2 weeks, and, well, I was just feeling good besides that feeling of indecision. I went to my room and lay down, stretching out the whole length of my bed. Journey, Ma called me. I have news for you. I had a thought she'd been jumping up and down by now, but she wasn't. You'll find out why very soon. I ran down the stairs, very excited. Then I looked at Ma. Then I looked at Pa. Honey, you're going to have a new baby brother or sister, Pa exclaimed. I felt like I was going to faint. Ma caught me. We're going to ask your opinion on names, Pa continued. Then they blew. That's what I say when my parents start talking a lot, asking me all sorts of questions. On it went, the talking and the talking. At sundown, we had narrowed the many, many seemingly endless names to only two, one boy name and one girl name, Trevor and Caitlin. It was late at night when we had dinner. Ma was even too tired to cook, so we went to Smash Burger. I ordered a big burger. It was 11 o'clock and I was starving. It was 1 o'clock in the morning when I hit the sheets. Too bad, because I was going to the movies with Ron and Ed. Those are what I call my friends when they're not listening. That is two late nights in a row. I lay down. Rosie curled up on my chest. I was soon asleep. Blair, Blair, Blair. The fire alarm started beeping. Why have there been so many fires? I dashed out of my bedroom, Rosie hot, hee-hee, on my heels. I ran outside and heard my parents sobbing. I rushed over. Ma's arm was hurt. I tried to comfort her, but she pushed me away. Papa told me to go to Ronaldo's house, so I did. I went straight to the door. I rang the doorbell. Mrs. Charlotte, Ron's mom, answered. I was weeping harder than ever, and I saw a light flick on upstairs. I must have awoken Ron. As Ronaldo came to the door, I explained between sobs. Miss Charlotte ushered me inside, and Ron called Eddie once he was six. Meanwhile, I was curled up on Ron's bed. He shares it with his two older brothers. They get the beds, he gets the floor. Thinking. When Eddie came and knelt next to me, I didn't make a move. Jern, he said softly, I'm so sorry about what happened to your family. I grunted, but made no move to get up. Eddie left, and then Ronaldo came in. He shut and locked the door. I inched out from his bed. "Jay, friend," Ron said, "I need to talk to you about something." I knew what he was thinking. Should we teach Eddie magic? Ron finished. "I've been thinking the same thing," I said, grabbing Ronaldo's shoulders. Ron put his finger to his lips. I nodded and relaxed my grip. "Yes," said Ron. "I think we should." "But," I said, "how can you decide so quickly? We need to show loyalty to our middle school." Ron shifted. "Well, our school's number one rule is to show honesty and companionship and to trust in our friends. I think we can trust Eddie with this secret," Ron told me. I knew he had just made a big decision. I nodded. "Maybe you're right," I said. "When should we start?" "Well, whenever you've gotten over the stress," Ron said, "of your house burning down." I put my hand on his chest. "Our friend, I'm ready when you are," I said. "I'll leave you to sleep," Ron said. "We'll start tomorrow." The next day, when I noticed it, the impossibility! That diary had been with me since I learned to write. Now it was gone forever. I came down the stairs and was greeted by two faces, Ron's older and younger brother. "Your house burnt down! Whoa, cool!" the younger boy, 5 in age, said. "Are you all right?" the older boy, 15 in age, said. I nodded, and Miss Charlotte pushed them away and led me to the couch. I didn't need any leading, though. I'd been to our friend's house enough times to know where everything was. I kept it a piece of ham and chewed on it a bit. It was really hard to eat. Ron glanced at me, giving me the anytime you're ready look. I shrugged, not caring when we told Eddie. Ron took me by the hands and shoved me towards Ed. I took a very deep breath. "Eddie, I need to, correction, we need to talk to you about something," I said. "Okay," Eddie said. The three of us went outside. We sat on the grass, chewing on my nails. I said, "Magic is real." Eddie gawked at me. "Did you get burned in the head?" he said. I shook my unburned head. I pulled out my wand. "Illuminato," I said. Sure enough, a bulb of light appeared on the end of my wand. Eddie collapsed on the ground in a faint. Ron handed me a water bottle, and I squeezed him into his mouth. He opened his eyes and soon sat up. I continued telling him about wizardry, and he didn't faint any more times that hour. Part 2. Ronaldo. E-Friend was astounded, that was for sure, but there was this feeling, this oneness, hanging in the air as Eddie tried out my wand. I felt a feeling of meaningfulness, a feeling of coordination. He flicked his wrist and said the chant of the most common spells. That night, I grabbed onto Journey and Eddie, and we stayed up late telling ghost stories and whispering our deepest secrets. Eddie's secret was one I already knew, but Journey didn't seem to. "I felt like the wand was meant in my hand," Eddie whispered. Journey gasped. "Oh, really? I didn't feel like that when I first held my enchanted stick." I checked my watch. It was getting late. "I'm going to turn in for the night," I said. "Me too," Journey smiled. Eddie yawned. "Night," he said, lying down in his sleeping bag. Placing my glasses on my studying desk, I climbed in my sleeping bag, too. Journey slept on my bed, for Mom wanted her comfortable. I fell asleep instantly, very tired. It was the next morning when Journey left. We needed to teach Eddie more magic. J-Friend needed to go to the hotel with her parents, though. She promised to visit soon. I promised I would. Journey hugged me once, but after that, I told her not to get touchy. She nodded and was off. Eddie left a day after Journey and said he hoped he could have his second magic lesson soon. I gave him the totally untouchy guy pat on the back and said I hoped he could too. I stroked Ed's wing for a while after he left. I was always understand. Maybe that's why they refer to as wise. I went out to check the mail, and there it was, the invitation to the rebuilt Potter Middle School. When you have magic, you can always rebuild stuff. I put my hand in the air. Yes, I half whispered, half said. An invitation. I grabbed my laptop and texted E-Friend. "Hey," smiley face emoji, "did you get an invitation to any wizarding schools?" I asked. I was texted back nearly immediately. Eddie checks his email a lot. Have not checked my mail. No idea. Envelope emoji. As you can see, us guys like emojis a lot. Journey isn't into them as much. Soon, Eddie answered me in person. This time, he came up, knocked on the door, and when I opened it, he screamed, "I got an invitation, just like you!" I whipped out my phone and called Journey. "Jay friend, meet me here, now." Next thing I knew, there was Journey. "Okay, look, I got an invitation to Potter Middle School." "So does Eddie. They must know he knows about magic. Did you get an invitation to Potter Middle School?" "I did, actually. It's peculiar, because I was staying in a hotel, and Mr. Park could tell where I was," Journey said. "Come over, please, Jern. I need my second magic lesson, or I'll die. And I need you here, too, not just Ron and I," Efren said, snatching the phone out of my hand. "Okay, I'll ask my parents if it's all right and bike over to you guys," Journey answered and hung up. Journey was over soon enough. I grabbed 3 bags of potato chips, my wand, and went outside with Eddie galloping 10 yards ahead of me. Journey lay out a towel to sit on. Eddie took a deep breath. "Okay, I'm ready for my next magic lesson." Part 3, Eddie. The wizarding lessons went by in a daze. I had my second, third, and fourth lesson. Right before my fifth lesson, I heard Journey and Ronaldo muttering to each other. I heard snippets of their conversation, bits like should and trust and HP, which I had no idea about what they meant. Eventually, my friends turned around. "Harry Potter is Mr. Potts' great, 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 great grandfather," Ronaldo said casually. My jaw dropped. "I should have known. Potter. So obvious. It's not every day someone tells you a book character exists or existed in Harry Potter's case." "So," Journey said, "you're not going to share that secret with anyone, especially Draco Malfoy, right?" "Of course not," I said, though I didn't have a clue who Draco Malfoy was. "Your secret is safe with me." Ronaldo nodded. "See, I told you we could trust him." "What? Journey didn't trust me?" "Wasn't she the one who had called for the huddle on the first night we met? Wasn't she the one who had showed me Illuminato?" I was hurt. I got up from the towel that Journey always brought and sprinted home right away. At least Ronaldo liked me. It was the same as the day I met Jay and R. Me lying on my bed, sobbing. Mom rubbing my back, but this time she didn't know my cause for being upset, and I was hoping she wouldn't ask. She didn't. Moms always understand what you need and when you need it. And my mom was no different. I heard a knock on the door, but didn't move a muscle. Dad came to my bedroom and said, "Eddie, your friend is here. Her name is Josephine, right?" Wiping snot off of his face, I said, "Journey." "Well, Journey is banging on our front door. It's coming right off its hinges if you don't open it." I opened it. Journey was there, to my dislike. "Why did you run off like that? We were worried." I wasn't going to answer her. "How do you say, why don't you trust me, to someone's face?" "No way I know of." I slammed the door in Journey's face instead of talking. Mom fixed dinner, fried rice, beans, and coffee for the adults. It wouldn't be till next morning that I saw Jay friend next. At bedtime, I was watching a science show when my mom came into my room and asked me the dreaded question of what is wrong. It was 1 o'clock in the morning when mom came in, and she was in her nightie. "Honey, I know something is wrong. You don't usually stay up this late. Is something on your mind you'd like to share?" I blurted everything that was safe to say. Journey did test me with a secret, and, I got upset, and, I don't ever want to talk to her again. Never! My mom stroked my head and gave me a piece of momly advice. "Talk it out." "Thanks, Mom," I said in a flat voice, and I fell asleep. When I awoke, I stepped out of bed, obviously, and exactly who did I see? Journey! "And Lakio," Journey whispered, answering my question of how she got in. Journey beckoned for me to come over, and I sat in her sleeping bag next to her. My mom was in the hospital. My younger brother is due today. What is his name? I asked. Trevor, Journey answered. I came here at 6 in the morning, and now it is 10. You're usually at the walk by 8. Did you sleep well? Fine, I answered. Look, I can tell you're mad at me for something. What is it? Yesterday, I heard Ronaldo say he told you that you could trust me. It sounded like you don't. I dropped my chin to express my sadness. Oh, Ed, I'm sorry. We didn't mean it that way. I didn't know if you were ready. I mean, you've learned magic, Israel. I didn't know if you could take it all in. I understood now. I hugged Journey, and I could tell I was being too touchy. She said she needed to go fix herself some Cocoa Puffs. I released her, but not before whispering in her ear. Part 4, Journey. It was August and time for middle school. It was the same steps except with Eddie in them. When we arrived at the middle school, we sat in front of Mr. Potts' desk. Rosie curled up in my lap and Hedwig hooted. Okay, Mr. Potts said. Oh, I remember you too, he said, then paused. Oh, and you are Edmund. He twiddled his thumbs and said, okay, everyone got the letter of safety equipment, right? What? Asked Eddie. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed Team Journal Eddie. Would you want to learn magic? Just something for you to think about. I like learning new words, so I wanted to share one with you. Conviction means believing in something strongly. Eddie felt a conviction that he could be trusted. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next time. We'll be right back.